garlic. So, but we have a little bit left in the second of Kuf Yud Dalet on the base to learn. Just as a quick chazor what we learned yesterday. We learned it with Ian Rav yesterday, but just a quick chazor what we learned yesterday. Shkoyach. We had a chiddush gadol in the Rosh. The Rosh learned that your Mekayim mitzvah tomorrow with less than a kizayis. That's a chiddush gadol, which is tremendous chiddush. And why is he doing it to us? Why is he doing it to us? So we explained because he says it's mukach from the sugya. Rish Lakish told me that from the Mishnah you see the mitzvah sichus kavana. Because how can it be that Mishnah kontrash from lets you do more early? We shouldn't want to do more early. We should try and delay the mitzvah tomorrow as much as you can to do it together with achilas matzah. So why are we eating more earlier? Or going to say, says, why do you have to look for other vegetables? Why are you just eating your mor? You're going to look for other vegetables. That must tell me that your Mekayim Mitzvah Mor, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Mor when you eat it the first time. Right? When you have your mor the first time, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Mor. Why not? Ah, you ate mor. Physically you ate mor. You've got mor now in your stomach. Why are you not your Yitzhah? On the Rosh Lakish says, Mariah Mitzvah Tzuchus Kavan. But the problem with that assumption is that doesn't say in the Mishnah had a kizayis, maybe had less than a kizayis. So maybe for kavas you have less than a kizayis. And then that's why you're not here to the Mishnah. The reason why the Mishnah says, you know what, take Mara earlier is because you're having less than a kizayis, and less than a kizayis is not the shir. And maybe you're not Mekayim the Mishnah. And then later on you'll be Mekayim the Mishnah. Why? What was the Shlokish's Hechocha? Where do you see from there Mitzvah Tzuchus Kavan? So the answer to that is that Rish Lakish says there are even less than a Shir in Mekayim Mitzvahs Mor. Even less than a Shir in Mekayim Mitzvahs Mor. That was the Hechocha of the Rosh. Raya from the Suga, the Mitzvah Mor does not require a Shir. Number one. Right? That was one part of the Suga. The Rambam learned that Kalpas needs a Kizayis. You need a Kizayis for Kalpas. That's just as Rambam. So where did he know that from? How do you know you need a Kizayis for Mora? Where did he get, for Kalpas? Where did he get that from? So the same longest, just from a different angle. He sees that Rish Lakish tells me the Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Mora. He sees Rish Lakish tells me that you're not Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Mora when you eat the first Kalpas. Right? And the reason why you're not Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Mora is because Mitzvah's so the Rambam had a question, what do you mean? Maybe you only had less than a kizayis. What's the holy chacha of Rish Lakish? And my mukach, you have to have a kizayis for kalpas. So how can you have kalpas earlier? It's a kizayis. And you eat the mitzvah tomorrow with it. How can we institute that you should take kalpas earlier? Is the answer to that is again the same thing, because you have to have kavanah. So two ways Rish Lakish got to the same point. Rish Lakish got to the same point that Mitzvah Sichus Kavanah, either because he held that kalpas doesn't need a shir, then nor does Mori. Or he held that Mori maybe needs a shir, but so does kalpas. So whichever one it is, kalpas and Mori are the same. As much as you are having the Mori earlier, and that Mori you could have been yotzer with, so why are we having it earlier? Is the answer to the Mitzvah Sichus Kavanah. That's the two mahalakim we saw yesterday in a nutshell. The nekuda that we really left off with is a little bit difficult with what we hold, the Maisa. Because we do have less than a kizayis for kalpas. So we don't want like the Rambam. We have less than a kizayis for kalpas. So we obviously learn in the Gemara here, not like the Rambam. Right? And yet, we hold that you need to have a gazai some more. Right?
No one says kalpas is not a mitzvah, why would you need a shir?
But what was Rish Lakish's raya? The mitzvah come on. That's what was. If we hold that your yitzah mor with already a. Only yitzah mor, only if you have a gazai. Right? And we hold that kalpas doesn't need to have a gazai, then what was Rish Lakish's raya? Omri Zokish Zaytse Meres. Omri Zokish Zayit. What's the Zaytse Meres? I explained the Mishnah, you didn't have a Gazayit. And you run Yates the Mitzvahs Bore. And they told you to have a Gazayit. So that's the difficulty. That means if you learn how the Rambam, it's everything Gishmak. If you learn how the Rosh, everything fits in well. If you don't hold of the Rambam or the Rosh, that means you hold that Kabbalah can be less than a Gazayit, and Moray needs a Gazayit, then what was the Shlokish Yisrael, Zaytimetz? That's the sticking point. That's the difficulty.
Approaching this to a drachuna, he said save or free Adam on the first one, because he didn't have kana, obviously he didn't have kana because he didn't say maror then.
Right.
He's going to say it later.
But if you omit the ancient kavana, then you're ready to eat. But what's the big deal? You didn't have a kazai. If you didn't have a kazai, so you're not eating. So asking, what was his luck? Is it? Well, the Shlokish says that if we don't hold up the Rosh regarding the Halach of Mor, and we don't hold up the Rambam regarding the Halach of Karpas, then we don't understand how to learn Shlokish. We can learn Shlokish in one of two ways. Either we learn Shlokish like the Rosh, that Mor doesn't need a shit, or we learn Shlokish like the Rambam, that Karpas needs a shit. But what we do, that we hold that Karpas does need a shit, and that's what we do every Seder. Because we don't want the Bracha Achrena problems, but we hold that Karpas does need a shit. And we hold the Halach that you need the shit for more. So then what was this Lakish Israel before? What was this Lakish Israel? So very quickly at the end of the Seder I mentioned one Malach, which he started saying that, do you remember when we learned Tesis? His Lakish said that this Mishnah told me that Mitzvahs Tuchas Kavanah. Why? Because why didn't you look for other vegetables? So why didn't we just say there were no other vegetables?
Well, because if we
didn't
know the vegetables,
then that was... But there weren't any. There weren't any. The Mishnah says they're surprised because there weren't any.
So
it's a video. Yeah. And what's his luxury is Zoe Meres? There weren't any other vegetables. What's his... Why are you making this assumption, Zoe Meres? Maybe there are no other vegetables then. Come to Rashbam, it's not Kaskar. Rashbam says you would never preempt the mitzvah. If there were no other vegetables, you wouldn't do Karpas according to his luxury. If you don't miss things if it's Kavanah, you wouldn't do Karpas. But there are Tesis holds that even if you hold mitzvah things if it's Kavanah, you would do Karpas with Chazeres, you would preempt the mitzvah, just look for other ones. So why don't we say there were no other ones? What was these Lakish's basis? So Tesis says, the Teres, Tesis said at the beginning of Tesis, these Lakish understood the Mishnah was talking about all situations. Mishnah didn't limit it. Mishnah didn't say, do particularly this case. It's talking about a case even when there are the vegetables there as well. And the Mishnah tells me you can use chateres. I mean, Zishok is saying, the Mishnah mashma in all epanim, even if you could get hold of other vegetables, you don't need to. Why don't you need to? Why are you making the mara earlier? Why don't you need to?
Because you're not
going to be a kaim because you're not going to be a kaim because the Mishnah Sirus Kavanah. That's why Ishlok is thing. So Ishlok is understood the Mishnah talking about all they find in all cases. So Kavanah Sana says, so that's the answer also for the way we behave. As we said, we hold Kappa to be less than exile. And Moroi needs to be exile. But Ishlok is still at the right to say, like, see from the Mishnah Mitzvah Sirus Kavanah, because the Mishnah's Mashma doesn't tell me to be much with less than a gazai. It's the master, you can take what you want, you can take a gazai, you can take less than a gazai. So even with the gazai of Karpas, you would still do the Karpas. Even though you're eating chazeres. And even though you're eating gazai of chazeres. Which you eat the mara with that. So they stop it, why are you doing that? Must be mitzvah sirchus kavana. I mean, the governor is not saying that permit it could be not like the Rambam, not like the Rosh. That Karpas can be less than a kazayis. And Mori needs to be more than a kazayis. And how can a shlokish be mashiach anything? How can he prove from the Mishnah that mitzvah sirchus kavana? Because the Mishnah doesn't tell me to take less than a kazayis. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says take a chazayis, masma, even a kazayis. So how can you take a kazayis? You're going to be late tomorrow. Harry Mori need a shit. You'll be late tomorrow. Tarot is Mitzvah Sirchus Kavanah. That's the where you become the sun or explain. So if you ask us how on Seder night, imagine when you get to Seder night this year, you'll be dipping in your karpas, you're dipping Seder. But when you're dipping in your less than a gzai, simply having a radish or potato is not Seder. But we're talking about when if you don't have that, you only have chazer. So when you dip in less than a gzai, are you being yotzei tomorrow with that? No, because less than a shin. So what was the instruction to dry, eh?
You could.
But the Mishnah says mashmah, you could take more than a kazayas as well. We actually don't do it, but the Mishnah says mashmah, you could take more than a kazayas. And if you would take more than a kazayas, and your old mitzvahs do not need kavona, you're going to be eitzah. And my mitzvahs, to your place, kavona. Overall? Yeah?
He says that we do have a case where normally we would do about Chizkos, as we would say, it's Racha.
You're talking about Lalotha over Chizkos. I'm talking about Aristotle's how he started. Aristotle's goes with the Chana. Right? Aristotle's goes with the Chana. The conversation goes with Chizkos as well, but that wouldn't be enough Gemina for us at the moment. Okay, there was on this paper, the fun sheet as Rafi calls it, the end here, this last piece, I'm just saying, but I'll tell to you. He just says, the Shagat Aryeh suggests that even if you hold that Mori needs a shit, and even if you are only going to eat less than a gazai, it's still not a correct thing to do if your mitzvahs do not need kavanah. If your mitzvahs do not need kavanah, it would not be correct to take less than a gazai of Mori earlier. Even though you're not Yetzer, because you need the Gzai. That means even if you need the Gzai for more, it's not correct to take less than a Gzai earlier than the prescribed time. Why? This is a Chiddush. Just like we know there's a Klal, Chati Shir Osman Atoya. It's forbidden. So says don't eat the Gzai from the Vela. It's forbidden to eat half the Gzai from the Vela. So too, there's something called Chatzi Sheva Mitzvahs. There's something called Chatzi Sheva Mitzvahs. That, and the Torah says, eat the gezeis of Maroi, or eat the gezeis of Matzah. Eating half the gezeis is also Chatzi Sheva. And Chatzi Sheva Mitzvahs, you're not making the mitzvah, but you're making something. And the Mela says to Sagittari that's what Ishtakis would think. Ishtakis told me Zayt Zemez Mintz of Sikhus Kavan. Oh, he's not going in Ishtakis, but Aloch Lamaita, if you hold Mrs. Ancient Kavan, is it correct to have half a Kazayis before the time?
Kun Sagittari, no.
And that's how he wants to explain it. Kun Sagittari, no. Why? Because you're not yet to the mitzvah. Right? You're not yet to the mitzvah. But it's chatzi share with mitzvahs. If you're having chatzi share of a mitzvah, just like there's something called chatzi share in Yisurim, which is very uttered, which of course you don't get malchus for, and you don't bring a carbon for, but it's still asa. So it's a chatzi share of mitzvahs, although you're not a kind of mitzvah, and you wouldn't get your scar for it, but it's still something to do with the mitzvah. And it's hard to characterize exactly what it is. You're not making the mitzvah, but you are doing a kium of a mitzvah somewhat, and you're having half of the mitzvah. Therefore, if you hold, which we hold, that mitzvah is incorrect to have your half a gezai before the time, because you are being making the mitzvah somewhat. That's what the Sages Aryeh would like to know. It's because of Chatzis of Mitzvahs, is in Moedik and Machlokes, and Wodan and Shaitub, and other places. Is there such a thing of Chatzis of Mitzvahs? Is there Bechlal such a thing about it? There are some who are Chelek vehemently that there's no such thing as Chatzis of Mitzvahs. There's no such idea of Bechlal. Somebody's only got half a good item of Matzah. The Shaitis of Wodan and Shaitub has one, but we've got one guy. Who's got two guys, so you have one gezeis to matzah. What should they do? Should one guy eat one and the other guy not do anything? you can do a grotto or something. Or do you say, no, each one should have half a device, and that way each one will be making something.
So
this is a chair, they both own it, or no? Yes, it's just a thing, they both own it. So what should they do? So talks about it. It's a big discussion about it. The Maitre Shagat Ari holds there is such a thing as Chassis here with mitzvahs, which other people are chirikon. I once saw in Drash Moshe in Pashas Valisa, I think it was Pashas Valisa, and Drash Moshe, he writes Moshe Feinstein that on this idea of Chassis, he said, why did Moshe Rabbeinu set aside the three Ari Mikrot if anyway it was only going to work later on? He wants to say Al Chassis B'mitzvah, he even came something, and then he's got the discussion about it. But Moshe, he writes there, and Moshe writes that there's definitely an idea to want to do a mitzvah, even if you can't do it, even if you can't fulfill it. And he gives some examples. Somebody can't stay in a sukkah for whatever reason, so he says, at least try and help somebody else build the sukkah, to have some cyphers with the mitzvah. And then, as an example, he says, somebody who's about to say you can't eat a gezeit of maror, even if you're old, there's no din of chassis shiva mitzvah, it's still kedai to eat something of a maror, some little bit of a maror, to have some type of cyphers to the mitzvah. I spoke in shul once, I said over in shul, and if Kornfeld afterwards told me I mustn't say such a thing, because it causes people who, doctors say they mustn't eat it, and then they'll eat it, and then they'll get sick, so you shouldn't say Rabbin. But the idea is true. The idea is that even if you're at the whole of Chassis Shir, there's no Indian of Chassis Shir, but definitely to have a cheshik, to have a chukka, to have some shaykhahs of the mitzvah, that there is. Okay, that was the sheet that we learned yesterday, both in Mekutsa Moiz. Now we have on the last things of Safka Vidal, there's two subjects that we have to really dwell on. Number one is about Demai, just a little bit about Demai, because he obviously wanted to know what's the chat, why you ate with Demai, so we'll spend a few minutes on that today. And then there's the last part about the Tafsilim. I just want to say already now, with this Tafsilim, I don't know what you've seen, what you haven't seen. You have to see all the Gemara. The Gemara, I'm sure you saw. Also in Tafsis, the Tafsis, Silke, Les, Shnei, Echod, all those Tafsim, it's Kedai to see. It's Kedai to see, and Mirchem on Sunday, we'll go through all of them properly. You should see all the four Tafsim that there are. So now let's see about this Demai. So, Achlan Demai Yotso. Achlan Demai Yotso, you eat, so if you eat Demai. There's Rashbam. Achlan Demai, you see, this is the fourth Rashbam on Kuf Yudala Damadish. Achlan Demai Yotso. There's the Rashbam, the Yiboi Mapkin and Chosei. Rather on him. If he wanted, he could disown his property and he'll be on him. Mechazile. Hashanah Mechazile now also is Kazile. So the critic and doesn't say very much. So we have to look at that. Lamed Hey Amad Beis. I apologize to those that don't have Lamed Hey Amad Beis in their car. Lamed Hey Amad Beis, that's where it's more discussed, the actual halacha. Lamed Hey Amad Beis. The very top of the Lamed Hey Amad Beis. The very top of Lamed Hey Amad Beis is the Sugya of Demai. So it's the Mishnah there, the previous Omer, I think it was. Yeah, the previous Omer gives a list of things that you can be ate with matzah, one of them is Demai. So it says the Gemara, Yotza b'demai, the top line of Lamed Hey Amad Beis. Yotza b'demai v'maita. Demai, holy chazile, how can you be ate with Demai? It's not fitting for him. Holy chazile. So what do we mean by that? So it says Rashi, Demai ele chazile. From Minon le Kamon, and the Gemara Lishon says, something which is only because of Baal Teichul Chometz. Let's explain what this means. At the bottom of the Amud there brings Reb Shimon, who holds that if you have matzah, matzah, the Torah says, as the chometz, the Torah equates chometz to matzah. From there we learn that matzah is only valid if it's made from a type of produce that could be chometz. Then that type of thing you eat with matzah. So something which they has an issa chometz on it, then you eat with matzah. Now what happens about tevel? Tevel is something which hasn't been tied yet, hasn't had that process from its mice. Can there be issa chometz on tevel? Can there be issa chometz on tevel? That means if I have wheat that I haven't taken myself, can issa chometz be chal on it? So it's machlekes gemara there, machlekes tanoim, where the issa chal al issa. Something which is already offer, can another issa fall on it? Right? That means if you have a cup that's full and you pour water on it, the water just falls out. Can issa chal al issa, if I have something which already has an issa on it, can another issa fall on it? So machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim. Shimon says an issa cannot be chal al issa. Issa can't be chal al issa. And the Chachamim Achilah can say, you're right, normally issurim can't be chal al issa. But if this issa is a, if the original issa is a very local issa, and the second issa is more encompassing issa, then it can, and it's a strong issa, and it can be chal on the original issa. So they say, for instance, chometz, tevel is only on this Torah, which you hear. But chometz is on tevel and on chulin and on a whole bunch of things. So chometz is more encompassing, is more inclusive, and therefore it can be chal on the tevel. But Reb Shimon also can't. And the Gemara says, if your Gemara Reb Shimon also can't, ein issa chal al issa. So chometz tevel will not be fitting for matzah. If you eat matzah, if you eat matzah with made out of tevel, you're not eating the matzah. Why? Because the Torah stipulated that matzah has to be specifically something that could be issa chometz. So this can't be issa chometz. Obviously, our matzah is not issa chometz. Yeah. But it could have been, the produce that you used could have been chometz. Well, very much it is, don't make it that way, but it could have been chometz. But tevel can't be chometz. So therefore, issa tevel is not matim for matzah. Because it ain't issa chalal issa. Once it's already offered to the tevel on it, now another issa can't fall on it, can't rest on it. So at the present moment, it's tevel, it's not shayach for it to be issa chometz. As long as it's tevel, it can't do chometz. Can't be chometz. This produce, as it is, unless it makes chometz chadashes, then it'll be something new. Then it won't be tevel. As it is, with tevel, then in it's a chalal. You're right. I could do something to get it out, but that would be like a new situation.
Then it becomes chalal.
Then it would be able to become chalal. But as it is now, with its situation, tevel is not fitting the chalal to become chalal. So that's the Gemara then. So maybe that's going to cash on by the mai. So why by the mai are you going to be a shemato? Hey, there's an issa the mai. So the issa the mai, I can be a shemato. It's a mai. It's the mai. So how can it be called? That's what the first line of Rashi says. I mean, come on, Mishi Sur Mishum Baal Tichol Chomitz Levadoi Ati Yitzevo Mishumatza. Now you only eat the matzah in something where the issa is baal chomitz. Issa chomitz. Yotza Mishi Issa Issa Achem. So the exclusion of something which has another issa. Other issa of tevel here. So that's one reason why you shouldn't be eaten with mai, because here you go on issa the mai. Also another reason why you shouldn't be eaten the matzah with mai. Inami abri mitzvah habob aveir. By eating mai, you're going to be doing an aveir. And the klal is mitzvah habob aveir. And I eat, can you steal a luluf and shake it on the second day, on the third day of Chol HaMoed? Can you say gelulah that's stolen on Cholamoed? Answer is no. Why not? Because mitzvah bavayis. So to who are they? You can't use tamai because it's a mitzvah bavayis. So that was the glass kashas. The Akam Mishnah say gviyis the matzah with tamai. There's two valid reasons why you can't. One is the pasuk, and one is the mitzvah bavayis. Why do I need both reasons? Why does the Mishnah say gviyis the tamai? There's one pasuk telling me that the chomet matzah has to be made out of something that could be tamai. Could be chomets, thank you so much, Reb Daniel. Could be chomets. And demai can't be chomets. The pasuk says, Loiseichel olav chomets. Loiseichel olav chomets tells me that a matzah has to be something which could have been chomets, so you got to make it into matzah. The Mashiach came, something which could not have been chomets. Why? Because it's written Issa Chalamets. It could not have been chomets. So Mela, there's no mitzvahs, matzahs, I have to think. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So maya lechazile. It's not matim, it's not kasha. For two reasons. Number one is the pasuk tells me that such a thing is not matim for matzah. Number two is the mitzvah b'avir. And for the Gemara, since if he wanted to, he could relinquish his nechasim, have an ani, he'd then be an ani, so oichel demai, and be able to eat demai. Since if he would relinquish his property, he'd be an ani, and then he could eat demai. Hashtanami chazile. Now already, even though he didn't relinquish his property, already it's chazile. This none, because the Mishnah says, Machinen Sanim Jamai. The Mishnah says, and you're allowed to give Aniim Jamai.
Can a poor person?
One second. Yeah, poor person can eat that.
Can eat this masa?
Yeah.
It now becomes Chametz for him?
For him?
Masa for him?
That's the test of the Gemara. The test of the Gemara is that such a thing is not excluded from that possible. Because this such a thing is really valid. It's really kosher food. It's really kosher food. That's the test of the Gemara. It's really kosher food. And since it's kosher food, so therefore, chomit can be chalanit. And if chomit is chalanit, then it's obviously matching for matzah. So the Mishnah says, "Machim nesanim demai." You're allowed to give anim demai. V'tachsaniyah demai. Saniyah demai means the army. It used to be mutl on the table to provide food for the army. And you're allowed to give them demai.
For what? Not
matzah. Right? It's not fit for matzah. Two reasons why not. So it says it is. Yeah, but not here. Chastani means army. Actually, it speaks out. Yeah, so it means army. Vama Ravuna Tana, be summer in the main machinist of the name of the mine. Mishami said, you're not allowed to. Ve'in is demai. You're not allowed to feed the aniim demai or the army demai. Ve'mitzinol aimim machinim. Ve'mitzinol say you may. So what's the answer? The Gemara said that since you could have been mafki your property, therefore it's called chazi. But you weren't mafki your property. So what is the answer? You could have done. Could, would have been. So what is the answer? So Rashi here answers that. Hashta nami chazi le. Says Rashi, the chumra t'rabonon ta'alno. If we see that you yourself are allowed to eat it, we see it's not a bona fide issa. There's certain things which Chazal asked for these. I made it issa rabbanon, a muscle, to marry your great grandmother. Is it issa rabbanon? That's an issa rabbanon. It's an issa rabbanon. It's not a chumra rabbanon. That's an issa rabbanon. There's some things which we see Chazal then treat as a proper issa. As a chumra balna. And this is one of them. How can it be that something which is asa, and yet we say aniim can eat it? How can that be? If it's asa, it's asa. Have you ever heard that? If you saw it on the gift, aniim, something which is asa, it's asa. And then you see it's just a chumra balna. So that's what Rashi's saying. It's only a chumra balna. Why is it only a chumra balna? Because the Roi Bamayoed Ma'afin him. This Chumrah of Jumai came from a very unusual situation which Chazal made. We've got a cloud that you go past the Roif. That's our cloud, you always go past the Roif. Now, why does Chazal institute that you have to take Ma'afin from produce you bought from an Amorite? Chazal instituted that you have to take Maisa from Tzvua that you buy from a Amorites. Why? Because there are Amoratsim that don't take Maisa. Shulma, they do take the Maisa, they don't. So in a sense, yeah, there were some that were. But Roi too. Roi Amorites too. So let's go back to the Roi. When I buy vegetables, when I buy from Amorites, let's go back to the majority of people do. Why am I worried about it? The Chazal asked it. Chazal asked it, even if Roi, the Chazal asked it. So that means there's Rashi to Chumrah. And that's why there's those of Kulas with it. Since it's not really an Issa, because there is a Roi, a Roi people team might, it's just a Chumrah Drabah. So maybe they said that Anim can eat it. Since Anim can eat it, so therefore, that's what I mean. Since you could be Mapki and Avasa, meaning that you see it's not a real Issa. Alright, if I'd been on here, I'd be able to eat it. It's not real Issa. The Mela says the Gemara, so the Mishnah, you're allowed to use matzah for that's the Mai. You're allowed to use Mai for matzah. Why? Because it's not really an Issa, it's only a Chumah Ba'alma. So Mela, like Rafi said, there is an Issa Chumah, it's an Issa, and therefore is matzim for matzah. The Mela, that's the Gemara explained of P. Rashi. Chumah Ba'alma Ba'alma, to write Amaret Ma'asin Hei. That's the Mahalach Sirashi. Place that's very interesting, Hishtofa. Place is in Yaitzin Demai there, the second Jason on the page. He's got a Sophic Greek. He brought the name of Yaitzi Dafka Ziyavid. Does he mean that only be Ziyavid Yaitza? Because I'm reading on Hoyle or Mafki Ninachosi Vachosili. We say that he could have been Mafki a property. You haven't yet been maskish, so maybe it's just a bidyeva thing. You've eaten it, say that bidyeva to Yitzhak. Inami Yitzhak up a chatchila. Maybe even a chatchila Yitzhak. There he had the knesh, which is why. Hoyle v'shoy la'anim, it's vasim la'anim. V'achilas matzah, nami nikya achila anir. The whole point of matzah is lechem oini. Lechem oini. So that's this food is matim panim, and that's what we are tonight. We are anim. So memela, that's why maybe it's matim lachatchili even to use matzah, which is tonight, because it's bread for poor people, and we are poor people on Sunday night. That's the
Malach of Pesach. Gonna be matim and go find some divine matzah. This is his.
No, you don't decide it. Not that we have to use the mic, but you can nechatchila use the mic. That's the topic. Is it only b'diavad or is it even nechatchila? This sugya, we said that Mamish touched it very, very briefly. It's a big sugya, very big sugya. A few points. Mamish just to be my own, because the mic is only drabanon. So how can we say there's a posuk of Ein Issa Chalal Issa? And Issa is the Torah of Chomet. And the mic is drabanon. Of course, Issa should be Chomet. So there's loads of kashas on this sugya. I've explained it to you. Mamish, the kit and imrat. Just in order that we should say that we've understood a little bit what the Gemara and Alshag is saying. Echlin Demai, he yaitzed Mai because he couldn't be Mafkin Achase. Rashi explains it means only Chumra Ba'alma. Since Anim can eat it, means I myself could eat it. There's nothing which is bona fide Issa. Something which is Issa means something which I have no way of getting to it. But something which you see, Chazal said, is only circumstantial whether you can or can't eat it. And you yourself could eat it if you'd be Mafkin Achase. It means it's only a Chumra, and if you ate a Matzah with it. Places as an in some knage about lechem oini, it's lechem for the poor people, and therefore there is matim to be eat it for say the night, maybe even a chatzchilas for places. On Tosfos as well, it's typical. Why did Tosfos say because it could have been Matthew across to you? Why do you need to come on to that? Okay, since four people can eat it, therefore it's Lechemayini. Also a discussion on this Tosfos is that all what to talk about, but that is for there. We have to send them to him at base, and we learn it one day. We'll discuss it. Back to house figure, we now learn Ochel Demayim. We've learned about Ochel Miskavim. We've learned about Tzarif Bekedai. So all those 3 points in the rice that we have dealt with. Now we're up to the Mishnei Tafshilim. For all these two Tafshilim, I'm not going to be giving a proper share on this. The main reason is that I haven't yet got it clear myself. Other sources are the Rishonim Achronim on it, but the Gemara Rashi says we can look to at least. Mishnei Tafshilim. What are these two Tafshilim? Tafshilim means cooked food, right? Tafshilim. So what are these two Tafshilim? We are back to the Gemara page, Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, about 20 lines up. Mishnei Tafshilim. Amavuna Silka Varbuze. Selek and rice. Selek, some people say, beetroots. Yeah. Beetroots and rice. Meaning anything. That's what he means. Even beetroots and rice, says Rashbam. Silka, Tardin. Prabhupada, he's come to me a chidush. Mikoskin, mini basa. Certainly basa. Right, definitely bottle. Bottle is definitely much more cautious. But even if you've just got beetroots and rice, you're making the Indian of Shnei Tafshilim. To Din, Chazal, and Mistaken, on Rashbam.
Silka. You have a sub, no?
Huh?
Silka?
Yeah, silka.
Yeah.
Tavin is beetroots. Yeah. Rabbusli, he's going to tell us the Chibush. The Kosakane, and certainly Shnei Mine Bottle. Two types of meats. When it says in the Mishnah you should have on the Korah two tefillin, I'm telling you a chiddush. You can even get away with a vegetable, a rice, really nothing kosher. But certainly you can put two types of meat on it, it's certainly a kosher thing.
Is there any other way of translating what Rishon said?
How did you read it?
No, because we know the next line says that
Oh, that's the point. I'll go for that. The chiddush says Rava have a mahade and silka varuza. Rava would specifically go for beetroot and rice. Hoyel v'nafik mepumidu apuna. Since Apuna said it. I mean, yeah, Tzimtz Chavivus is Rashi. Hoyel v'nafim v'mudah v'nafim b'shul chibosoi l'haroi halach v'kameisa. It's just that halach is like him. Now, if Rav Huna specifically said beetroot and rice and nothing else, there's no chiddush that Rava followed him. Why not? His rabbi said you have to use these two things and nothing else. So of course he follows what his rabbi says. But no, like we explained, even his rabbi never meant that you have to just use these two things. He's saying you can even use these two things. His rabbi said it'd be very good to use two pieces of basil. But you can even use these two things. So now Rava, when he heard what his rabbi said, because of the amazing chiddush that his rabbi said, and he wanted to show everyone that Allah is like his rabbi, he would specifically go for the chiddush of his rabbi. His rabbi would have been on his rabbi's table today, it might have been two pieces of basa. Because his rabbi agreed you could have basa, and it might be better to use basa. His rabbi told the chiddush. His rabbi said the chiddush, you can even use beetroot and silk of ears. You can even use selek and ears. And that's because of the chibosa of his rabbi. So Rashi adds on, Rashbam adds a bit. Lahari Shalach Kamaisi wanted to show everyone. Halach is like his rabbi. He would go out of his way to use dafka these two things.
Is this a question? Is it the same about Rabbi Yehuda? I don't know how he had the Shulchan also
now? Oh no. Was it silk?
It wasn't silk.
It wasn't silk.
It
was
cabbage or lettuce.
Antichokes, I think.
Antichokes.
Something like that. Some special purpose. Yes, so you can even get away with two things like this. Right. That's for our Busa. Even these two simple things. There's Tafsilin in the Mishnah, it means any type of Tafsilin. Right. Any type of dish. And that's the chiddush in Rav. That means if you ask Rav Hun himself, what should I put on my seder table? He'll say, I have other things and things. Even if you want, you can have this simple type of dish. And Rav went out of his way to show that off the back of his head, so he would not could use silk and arizle. That's why he does it? Could be because he's hot, but okay, if he's doing it, so I guess it could be. After Ryan Fana, he says that Frank Nevsky specifically uses cotton scissors to show that Arocha is the cotton scissors is okay. So, Scholios. Fine, that's the fun, and that is also, Robert, yeah. Says places as well the same thing. Silk of Areza. See that little places. Calls came name in it also. So the same as Rashi, Rashbam. That Huadin, in not come to say specifically these two things. Even these two things. Rabbi Gemara writes Omer Rashi. Shmami no. We see mid Rav Huna. We see from Rav Huna. We can infer. The less the chayish lahod Rabbi Yechman Noi, that we don't hold of Rabbi Yechman Noi. Yeah. No. No, we're not. One zeichel of Pesach, one zeichel of Chagig. It's not talking about the time of Beis Mikdash. Misha says clearly, or Beis Mikdash in the Vienna upon of Gufa Shofes. We're not talking about the Beis Mikdash. So you have to have two tafsirim. Why do you have to have two tafsirim? One zeichel of Pesach, one zeichel of Chagig, but any two tafsirim.
Why
is saying
the
Chagig
is the
word
of
the carbon base and not the issue? So Chagig would be eaten on the giant. Yeah. Chagig was set on the 14th, but it was eaten during the meal. Yeah, the Chagiga really what it was just a way to make sure that the boss was the saver. But good hour on the Mishnah. Why in the Mishnah do we not bring the Gufa shell Chagiga? Something for us to look into. No, it wasn't. It was at the beginning of the Seder. The beginning of the Seder, you bring two Tafshirim. So, they haven't eaten it yet. So it's a good hour. We have to look into it. So, Shabbos and Yetz Hashem. So, Omer Avashi, Shvaminot, you see the Bach, he adds in a few mems and dalits. Shvaminot, Midr Avuna, we see from Avuna, the less, he adds in a dalit here, the less the Chayish of the Rechman Noi, that nobody holds of the Rechman Noi. Titania, the Rechman Noi, the Rechman Noi says, oh yes, right? Min Dogonu is a type of Dogon, type of produce, one of the five, like five mini Dogon. V'chayovin al chimutzoi kois. Somebody who eats it on Pesach when it came already chomet. V'chayev kois. And the meira, if it's shayev chomet, your other meira, but you take it off for Pesach. You later using it on Pesach for matzah. Like we learned, something which is matim to become chomet is something which is matim to be used for matzah. So he holds Oyez rice is mamish chomet, and therefore you could use it for matzah. Where do we see from our Mishnah? From our not from Avuna. Where do we see from Avuna not that often like a beer from Henry. That often not like a beer from Henry. She says you can cook rice. If you cook rice, cooking, if it can become chametz, it will become chametz. So how can you tell us we can have a tav so we can have cooked rice? How can you have cooked rice? It's chametz. And am I, we hold that rice does not become chametz. Yeah, cooking wouldn't help that.
Huh?
Cooking wouldn't help that. If you take your wheat and you cook wheat without baking it first, you cook wheat, it becomes chametz. Even if you do it within 18 minutes. It's only the baking within 18 minutes helps. The cooking, the liquid and everything just makes it, makes a chametz. In a tiny bit of liquid can. So Mela, yeah, it makes a muffin. Obviously, you can because.
Right,
I know that's called. Okay, is that called the tasso? Tasso means cooked, so we'll see soon. It's not 100% true, but tasso means cooked. So that's what the Gemara is saying there. You'll see it's coming. We say mizaynus because it's amazing. We don't pass over here from Henry. We say mizaynus because rice has an attribute, a property that it mamish fills up a person more than anything else. So we say mizaynus. But we say bein apostles on him because it's not one of the chamishim in his daughter. It's not. I don't know. Yeah. So Mela, the. So we don't pass Rabbi Yechman. You see, everyone doesn't know that he said you can use rice for the tafsil. So, any Rashi on this? Shmamino, Rashbam. Yeah, it's a sixth line down in the white line. Shmamino, Midikom Ravuna. Shemavashlin Oriz, you cook Oriz with Pesach. Vloikai Shechimot is not concerned about the Chomet. So you see, left the Chosh, Rabbi Yechman. We don't hold the Rabbi Yechman. Why? It doesn't ferment into chametz. It's not like one of the other five mini dogma does. So again, Tosfos here also speaks it out. The second Tosfos, the second white line in Tosfos, Lef techos lehod Rabbi Yechmanoi, v'tamoi, why not? Why don't we hold Rabbi Yechmanoi? Dein abodi de chimot. It doesn't come to chimot. Ele de suchoin. It does ferment somewhat, but not into a chimot, not into becoming leaven, but rather into some rot, a rot somehow, like that. So it's discussed there as well. So we don't hold them, and that's why we can use rice. It's in Fusha Gemara, by the way. Not Ashkenazim, right? Fusha Gemara. Not Ashkenazim. Rava used to use rice for his Seder table. On his Seder table, we'd have rice. I kidneys. Kidneys game eight. That means you're going Fusha Gemara. There's no problem with kidneys. So you're right. It's a chayim of Ashkenazim. Rice is kidneys. Oh, what do you mean by kidneys came in there? The Ether was a chayim of Ashkenazim. It was instituted way later, but it's still modern then. Normally chayims are not against the first in the Gemara, but yeah, they made the takana that you can't have anything which gets heaped over. So Mela, which is somewhat similar to the produce, they asked to write, came under that category, and that's why we is Baliyah Baliyamot, it should be right on your car, right? Unless you're Svadi, but don't do what Rav Huna said. Right. Chizkiyah Ma'afilu Dago Beitish Olav, two tafshilim means two tafshilim, even a fish with an egg on it. I mean, they used to make their fish with some egg coating. That's also called two tafshil. Even though it looks like one tafshil, yeah, fish and egg, there was like a coating on the fish. Even though it looks like one tafshil, but that's really enough to be called two tafshilim. Dr. Ashbam, Afilu Dag, Ubeitza, Sha'olov, Shahoy Reginim, Mitziach, they used to smear as a dag, Ubeitim, the dag. The fish with eggs. Vayner Abusman, that's the chiddush. Avagav, the domi tafshil echad, even though it looks like one tafshil, shnei tafshilin, choshu shnei tafshilin, it's called, considered two tafshilin. If you have egg and your fish together, it's called two tafshilin, it's also good enough. Have on your seder plate, you have that.
Wouldn't that be, I would expect it to be,
Huh?
Rav Tuna.
Yeah, maybe he holds, maybe he disagrees on that. Yeah. Maybe he holds that that's called Wandav. It has to be two independent of Shinin. But this is the Chiddush of Chizkiah. Chizkiah Omar, Afilu Daga Beisa. Doesn't mean that everyone has to agree to that point. Yes. Also, now the next one, and that's what you're asking good point, Melechir, is Evesiv Amatar Shnei Mini Bosa Echad Zeich LePesach Echad Zeich LeChagiga. Now he puts in about Zeich LePesach Zeich LeChagiga. Now Melechir, all of them are because Zeich LePesach Zeich LeChagiga. Now I think what he means is that I held as we Bosa Dafka because the Pesach and the Chagiga were specifically Bosa. Says Rashba. One is Zeicha to the Korban Chagiga, which was shattered on the 14th. Abar Ima Pesach was eaten together with the Pesach, meaning first they sacrificed it together with the Pesach, and they would eat the Chagiga Yudalit in the night time. And therefore you should have Shnei Mini Basa, Tzli Zeicha. Yeah. It's in different order. Isn't that interesting? No. The response falls down the order of the Gemara. Shnei mina basa, tzli kineged haPesach. You should have a roasted piece of meat for the Korban Pesach. From a bushel kineged chagiga, you should have a cooked piece of meat to remind us of the chagiga. Kach perish Rabbeinu Chananel miroimi. This Rabbeinu Chananel is Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara here. This Rashbam tells us where he's from. I didn't know that. Rabbeinu Chananel is from Rome. And he writes the mamash on the side of it. He says you should have two types of basa, one tzli and one chagi, one cook. Right, indeed. Yeah, it's definitely in the order of chashivas. The reason why we have the chagiga is only to eat the Pesach. So, and we'll see in Tesis, sometimes you only brought the Pesach, and all the chagiga, you'll see that in Tesis, we have to send. Okay, there's a very hard Tesis here in Shnei Mini Basa. Does anyone see this Tesis in Shnei Mini Basa? Oh, so, this Tesis, it's like a three-liner. It's not hard to read, it's just hard to understand. Fish of Enechon, he says, I don't know, Fish of Enechon, I don't know, Tzvi Zechel, Pesach, and Vosho Zechel, Chagiga. But I know here, so this is not correct. The Kaimelon, we pass on, I've been Tamo, the Ein Chagiga, Nechel, as El Tzvi. Also the Chagiga is meant to be Tzvi. And the Mastis and Ashik have also, and our Mishnah goes by Ben Tamo. Shemela, why is Rabbeinu Chananel telling us you should have one should be cooked there for Chagiga? It's not true, Chagiga should be roasted. So Rabbeinu Chananel is not correct. So what is correct? So this is what is correct. So how would you end off? Everyone, how would you end off? Look after me, how would you end off? Rabbeinu Chananel says one should be roasted zeichel Pesach, one should be cooked zeichel Chagiga. Says Taisa, it's not true. Chagiga is also roasted. So how would you end off? Two roasted. Says Taisa, the Chachnir is a survival of the Shadi, and the rhythm should be cooked. Again, Rabbeinu Chananel says one should be cooked and one should be roasted. Cooked, Chagiga, roasted, Pesach. Says that it's not true, because according to Ben Tema, both of them should be cooked. So both of them should be roasted. Couldn't Ben Tema also Chagiga then eat and roasted? So you can't be like Rabbeinu Chananel. The Kachanira says that they says, you know what? Therefore, both of them should be cooked. Not the right. Why should both be cooked? It should be both them roasted.
We're not allowed to
roast them. But actually, it's can't eat them roasted. Right. We do roast us as very we roast.
True.
Right? Right. So we should do the same for Chagiga. So we can't roast in that manner. We can't roast in a form of the Makulis that you can't. But you can roast spam. Can't eat that night, but you can eat it the next day. So end of season is difficult. End of season is kach nere, the both of them are cooked. What does that mean? They're supposed to be roasted. So Rafi muttered something under his breath. What was he muttering under his breath? He muttered under his breath that the Mishnah says Tashur, state of Shvilim. And with that he wants to answer Tashur. Okay, I leave it to you to work out what Rafi means. I'm going to leave it to you, homework. I know what you're saying.
General term and still is inclusive.
Right.
As opposed to wanting to take time and have to make
one. So I have a difficulty on the status. I'm leaving you with Marshall discusses it. And that's the difficulty, how to end it off. Let's see the next phase as well, which we're going to learn next week. Yes, and next week we start the new sugya. Which is very, very, very long this year next sugya. Very. That has right to that, and yet to Shem, we'll see the next sugya. Kamach Hagiga is just something to eat in order to become full. It's the sheep.
What's the difference in Kamach Hagiga and Kamach
Hagiga? Kamach Hagiga is just in order to fill yourself up. It's not a real mitzvah of eating.
You already have it, so the child sees it. He says, oh, already have
it,
Kamach Hagiga. What is the difference for the child?
Ah.
Now the Kamach
Hagiga is better. You have it now, so we don't touch it.
I mean, it's one entire animal together on the table.
First the difference is not. Right, so the way you use the different way, isn't it? The next video is the Yeshim Kuf Des Bava Vadanit Oma Skravine. Yeah. The next video but Met is Geshmak the Sugya, but it's Londish. I haven't yet got a claw, but it's Londish. Can we see how to survive the Shabbos, Bezat Hashem?
My anonymous client.